For I've provided for you what I could not provide for the Old Testament saints. I provided a place inside of me and gave you a nature just like I have, saith the Spirit of the living God. For the supreme justice that sets upon the highest court of all the earth and heaven sets the sovereign one and judges righteously for you, saith the Spirit of grace. If you cannot imagine that he would be intimidated by anything, by fear, sickness, disease, or any torment, then you must imagine yourself and put yourself continually in that place, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have said in my word that I did not give you a spirit of fear, which is a spirit of timidity, but I gave you a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. It is of my utmost desire, saith the Spirit of the Lord, not that the children of God ask me to be relieved, but to walk in a commanding scoff, that you scoff at fear, that you scoff at timidity, that you scoff at oppression, that you scoff at disease. For as it is written, let the weak say I am strong. That your boldness come up from a place of knowing me on a continual basis. For many of you have interpreted humility, that your humility would bring you into a place of deliverance. I say unto you that there is a boldness that comes directly from me, saith the Spirit of the Lord, that has its place in humility. But many have brought themselves to a place of humility to bend the knee to the flesh and to Satan through a false humility. Rise up strong, speak my word on a continuous basis, saith the Lord. Do not say, if the Lord will help me. Know this, that I'm always your help, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not be looking for another day for your help and your deliverance. And I'm speaking into those that are listening this morning, as well as to those that are watching, as into your living room or wherever your place is. In Jesus' name, the life of God come into that place. We rebuke all oppression, fear, anxiety, debilitation, disability in the name of Jesus. Rise up strong in the name of the Lord. Pekaraso. Yes, sir. If I brought them out in one night, they being the marching church of Israel, if I brought them out in one night out of Egyptian bondage, and there was none that were weak or sickly among them, if in the old I was able to do this, how much more under this dispensation of the blood washed, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For many have not come into their inheritance. Again, I say unto you, many have been one degree off in their thoughts concerning humility. Take on a boldness. This is not a pride. Take on a boldness to say, this is who I am. I scoff at fear. I scoff at anxiety. I scoff at the pretense of sickness and disease. Even while those symptoms are living or trying to live in your body or come against your flesh, and even the appetites of sin come around to try to introduce a dog back to his vomit, know this, scoff at these things, but do not of your own self live in yourself, but go back to prayer. Go back to prayer. Find your place of prayer in me, for in prayer you'll find that you raise up. You'll raise up with the boldness of David. You'll raise up with the boldness of one who speaks to his enemy and scoffs his enemy before even the battle takes place, saith the Lord. You're wrong. You are wrong in your false humility. Even now, you're fighting with an argument, many. But know this, prayer and the baptism of my love presents you in a posture that is poised for the battle. Be strong in me, saith the Spirit of grace. Raise up in strength and run and do not be weary, saith the Spirit of grace.